On this property, we run a prime lamb flock aimed at domestic consumption mainly. And I've got a herd of beef cows, or mob of beef cows, which I finish some of them for grass-fed market and sell some store steers.
What did other landholders around you? I noticed there's a few properties coming down this road. What did they think of the project going ahead?
Well, that can vary from property to property, but I believe the majority of people in the district support it and have always. I think the majority of Australians support renewable energy, especially if it's going to produce a worthwhile output, if you like. And I guess on the argument side, you either believe in renewable energy or you don't, and if you don't, then I understand that some people don't believe in the concept.
The Australian government seems to be stepping away from renewable energy. It's recently in its budget abolished the Australian Renewable Energy Agency. And Joe Hockey himself has been really vocal on the fact that he doesn't really like the look of wind farms. What would you say to some of those leanings by the government?
Well, look, I think politics is best left to politicians, and they will say and do things for various different causes and reactions. Leading up to the election last year, the present government gave a firm understanding that they would support the 20% renewable energy. I think they've got a very good understanding that a vocal minority are quite opposed to the concept for a variety of reasons. But they also are very aware that the vast majority of Australians support the production of renewable energy.
You talked there about 20% target. That's one of the things, I guess, that environment groups are worried about in the moment, that the government will scrap their current renewable energy targets. If that were to happen, what would you say to that?
I think that would be quite sad, and given what the rest of the world's doing and where America's positioning itself and where China's positioning itself, Australia could be caught out very much on a limb. Look, I just think that the future will have a percentage of renewable energy, and it's a bit like a lot of things. There's no magic bullet for everything, and renewable energy such as a wind farm and such as this one can provide reliable energy for as long as the wind blows, which I don't think anyone's ever said the wind stopped or it's going to run out.
Some of the concerns that have been raised with existing wind farms and indeed projects that are set to go ahead, noise, and I guess the effect on the natural environment. Are there any concerns amongst those that have been raised that do scare you or interest you at all?
Well, on all the independent analysis and all the peer reviews, I understand some people get upset by a whole range of things in our modern society. But from my understanding, no independent medical review has been able to understand that there's any sort of debilitating, whatever you might call it, emitting from a wind farm.
As I was driving down the road here today, I saw a number of pylons and bits of equipment that I'm assuming will be involved in the wind farm. What sort of progress have you seen on the project and on your property and surrounds lately?
Well, I can only speak for what I see, and I see a fair bit. There's a bit happening on our farm, and the poles that you're talking about are standard concrete poles to take the power to the national grid, and that will also involve some upgrade of our local network and simplify the network locally. So far on our property, we've had some roads put in. There's some turbine bases being installed. The roads are at various stages of completion, from completed just through to the base, and it's been very interesting to watch.
We've seen this project hampered by a few things in the past, a bit of opposition here, again, now a case before the federal court to do with workers, and then again this new challenge with the government's focus away from renewable energy. Do you feel confident that the project will actually see its completion and go right through?
Well, I believe it should be finished. Sovereign Risk would say that it should, and that the local districts are getting a good financial kick along with it. There's a lot of locals employed and a lot of locals that are benefiting from the purchasing power that this project's got to offer. There's some people who think that the renewable energy target might be adjusted slightly, but at the end of the day, these projects are producing very valuable power and energy for our country. And it's been shown that it can be a very viable source of energy on a reliable basis for our country.